Churchill in Canada is known as Polar Bear Capital of the World. If you want to see polar bears close up, then this is the place to come. So why is it such a mecca for the bears? John Gunter is from Frontiers North Adventures.
Where Churchill's situated, it has more to do with trade between different people groups than it has to do with wildlife. It just so happens, though, that there's these three mighty rivers on the west coast of Hudson Bay that all pour ice into the bay, ice freezing at about 0 degrees Celsius versus the seawater that's freezing at about -1 or -2 degrees Celsius. So these mighty rivers are pouring ice, and there's a counterclockwise current in the bay. The ice piles up against these points of land that are jutting out into the bay. And what the polar bears have figured out over the millennia is that the ice on Hudson Bay tends to freeze first right here. So when the ice breaks up in the spring and all the bears are forced ashore, they could be over, you know, maybe 300 or 400 kilometers spread out wherever they get off the ice. And all summer long, before the autumn freeze up, they're all slowly making their way back to this area around Churchill. So that's why Churchill is such a great place to come and view these polar bears, because it's really the tightest aggregation of bears anywhere on the planet.
And what types of bears are you seeing here?
It runs the gamut. The youngest bears that we're going to see during the autumn are about 10 months old. So we're getting these cubs of the year. An acronym for that is cub of the year is COY, right? So the youngest bears we're seeing are about 10 months old. They were born in January. Then we're seeing males, females, mums with cubs, siblings that have recently been pushed away from their mums. So maybe they're 3 or 4 years old, but they're still deciding to hang out together. We're seeing large males. And what's unique in what we're able to observe here is that when polar bears get out onto the frozen sea ice, they scatter. They distribute themselves and they put a wide berth between them and another polar bear. It's because that ice freezes first right here near Churchill that the bears tolerate each other. And there's this really high density of them all in one place at one time. That doesn't really happen anywhere else on Earth.
Does that mean you're seeing different types of behavior here as well?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. So right now we're seeing behaviors like polar bears getting up and sparring with each other, where, you know, there's nothing at stake. There's no food source to fight over. The females aren't in heat, so there's no real opportunity to pass on their genes. But still, these big male polar bears, and some of the younger teenager bears too, are getting up and sparring with each other. And the theory here is that the bears are really determining where they fit on the pecking order. So in the middle of winter, in the middle of the frozen sea ice on Hudson Bay, if two polar bears come across a female that's in heat, they need to determine, without beating each other to death, where they fit on the totem pole. They can size each other up, and because they know from the sparring interactions that are happening now in Churchill during the autumn, way out in March, they can determine if, well, you know what, I think I can take that guy, and they can fight for the right to mate with that female. So that's a really interesting polar bear behavior that we're observing right now.
And how well are the populations of polar bears doing in this area?
The latest population estimates that have officially come out from the government peg the West Hudson Bay subpopulation of polar bears at about 925 bears. And that came out in 2004. So until there's another study released based with the same method and same findings on the same data set that goes back 30 years, it's tough to make a really accurate estimate. However, it's interestingly, some people feel the population is going down, some people feel it's going up. But what is unanimous is that lately, this summer, far fewer cubs of the year, those first year cubs, have been observed. So a typical percentage of mums with cubs is like about 15% of the sightings you see is a mum with a cub. And this year that was down near about 2%. So the concern is that not as many cubs were born this year as are normally born.
And does that have something to do with the weather being very mild over the last couple of years?
Polar bears have this unique adaptation called delayed implantation. So a female can mate with a male during March, but that fertilized egg won't implant itself into the wall of the uterus until the autumn, until that female polar bear's body decides whether or not it's healthy enough to become pregnant. And instead of going back out onto the sea ice to hunt seals, the polar bear will instead go into a den and give birth to those cubs sometimes in the beginning of January, stay in the den with those cubs until March, and then go out onto the ice and have a very short period of time. So instead of fasting for 4 or 5 months, they're fasting for 9 months. So what's affecting this 2% of polar bears being observed with cubs versus 15% of polar bears observed with cubs, what might be affecting that is the ice breaking up a little earlier in the spring and forming a little later in the autumn. What results in a shorter period of time for the polar bears out on the sea ice over the winter to hunt and eat seals and gain valuable fat reserves that they need to get through those ice-free summer months.
That's John Gunter from Frontiers North Adventures. For more information, visit frontiersnorth.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.